Hey, what's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Toss. None of us are in the transfer portal. That is something to be thankful for because a lot of other people are. Illinois basketball with another addition to that. Not necessarily surprising. Not surprising at all, really, when you think about Chester Frazier leaving with Illinois recruiting at the four spot, interested in bringing in a five as well. And we'll start there. We also got to talk about other happenings in the Big Ten. Indiana got a big addition via the portal. Mike Woodson's been working. Will it mesh this year? Will they have any shooters? That is still yet to be determined, but they added a front court piece, and he continues to turn Indiana into inside out U.
There is some rumor that there is a radio station in Tampa that kind of reached out to me, and so I may be in the portal soon. How I got like 10 more days?
You have, 2 weeks, essentially.
2 weeks. Okay, that'll give me time to kind of negotiate.
What, so you're saying talking about Stevie, tampering. Stevie has to up his NIL funds to keep you.
Well, he doesn't know this yet. So I haven't sprung that on him. So, yeah. No, I kid. There's not a radio station that wants me. But would that is that how it would work? I would then go into the portal. I knew as soon as I opened that door, the Philo Express would come through, my fault. I would enter the portal, and then everybody would kind of tempt me with different things.
They could, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to think about it. Not going to lie to you. If guys are making 750, you know, 750,000.
Yeah, that is happening out there for sure.
So Amani is your guy.
He was my guy for sure.
I heard Kyle say that yesterday, and I agree. And you had me extremely excited for him when he came.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I remember being at Peach Jam.
Yes.
Talking to you guys back here about what he was doing over there. One of the best big men in that event, and just thought it was a great evaluation, great move by Illinois, prioritize him at the right time, and was really excited about his future.
I was also laughing when you guys were talking about how Notre Dame and Illinois could just, or Shrewsbury could, they could just flip, right? We'd get Booth, and he would get Hansberry, who we wanted from the beginning when he was still at Penn State. Would you think that Hansberry leaving would be because of Chester or because of being technically over-recruited?
That's a good question. I think it's probably a little bit of both. Now,
okay.
You add in, I think Chester on its own could have made him leave regardless, especially if there was some feeling or communication that Chester wants to bring him to Morgantown as well to be part of West Virginia, which would put him closer to home on the East Coast. And I know that West Virginia is not necessarily an East Coast school, but
right.
you're on the East and you're not that far away from his home there in that DMV area, Baltimore technically. But I do think that the way that they've approached this roster, and I think that they would still have gone after a guy like Kerry Booth, a stretch four, even if Chester was still here. So they were going to, if recruit over is not the right way to say it, it would be bring in competition, not guarantee him anything. I don't have a problem with saying they're recruiting over him because I think that they kind of were. I think there were questions about how do him and Merez fit with Amani. You're either getting a 6'7" small ball five or you're getting a four man that needs to still show that he can shoot more. Now he had a couple threes against UConn. He's shown that he can shoot it a little bit and can continue to progress that part of his game. Not the most mobile in terms of defending the perimeter, but still I think he can be a really nice college player. We haven't seen him a ton. I mean, how many minutes did he play this year?
Not much. Not much
at all.
Pulling
it up here, he played in 19 games, averaged 7.5 minutes a game. Okay. So it would have been a total of
that's
not
a lot of math.
ESPN's not showing me that.
Oh.
I figured they would just flat out say, "Here's the number of minutes." Nope, 7.5 times 19. So,
okay, well, that's a lot of work.
70 some minutes.
Okay,
yeah, thereabouts.
Well, I mean, it's just you know. As we go at this now, gone are the days of bringing in a kid of Coleman Hawkins' ilk and watching him develop through 4 years. I just don't think you're going to see it happen very often. And there's going to be reasons, multiple reasons why. Number one, they're going to be over-recruited or competition brought in.
Yep.
Two, they're not going to like the minutes they played early in their tenure, and they're going to move on. And this is with every college, right? This isn't just Illinois. And then different levels face different things where I don't know. Pipes, I think if I'm a three-star guy that is longing to play power five or, you know, ball, I have changed my tune to the point where I'm going to a smaller school, playing right away, and showing something for at least a freshman or sophomore year. And then, number one, I'm the guy being hunted instead of, you know, I'm the guy that they're coming to bring to now over-recruit these other people that were in my three-star spot that went ahead and went to a Power 5 school. Right. I just, now that's the cool thing now. Now, in 2 years, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're on one of those, you know, water slides where there's a turn every 2 feet, and we're just learning, like, oh, well, this year it's this. Oh, well, this year it's this. I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I mean, literally when I left the show yesterday, you guys continued to talk about things, and I was like, so who did we lose and who do we have back? Like, in my mind, I was just trying to figure out, okay, Shannon's gone, probably Damask, probably Hawkins. You lost Guerrier, you lost Harmon. And
lost Dane.
Now you've lost Dane.
Sincere.
And Amani. Okay, so then now you've got
Kylan Boswell,
Jake Davis.
Trey White.
Luke Goody's still here. DGL's still here.
Ty Rogers is still here.
Oh, I keep forgetting Ty. Ty Nico Moretti's
still here.
So now we lost eight.
Jason Jaxis is coming in.
Oh, that's right. Plus, here's the other thing. I don't even think about the freshmen. Yeah. Like, seriously, remember in the past, it would be like when Amani, that's the perfect example. You would talk about him on the AAU circuit, Peach Jam. I couldn't wait for him to arrive as a freshman. Those first two exhibition games, if they still do those now, I don't even know what the hell they do now. I'd be like, well, I want to see Amani take the court. I want to see what he's got. I know he's got years to develop. Now, I don't even think about this freshman class coming in. Oh, by the way, you've already lost one of them with Jace. Not committing now or whatever you call it.
Yep.
Decommitting. And so Merez Johnson in any other sector of my life, if you go back and you did like a 4-year span of any other time in my life, I would be sitting here right now telling you how excited I am to watch Merez Johnson. And I can tell you right now that I am excited to watch Merez Johnson. I don't even think about him. Because now I'm just too worried about what else is coming in, what else is joining. And then, oh, by the way, you've got this unbelievable stud who could have been a McDonald's All-American, Merez Johnson, that's coming to join Illinois. And it's like, he's kind of an afterburner thought now, or I don't know, afterburner, afterthought now. And it's like, he shouldn't be, because I can't wait for him to watch. I mean, for me to watch him play basketball. Isn't it funny? I know, yeah. I'm regurgitating all over the place here, but it's weird.
It is. It's twofold. One, it is kind of frustrating that you can't, as a fan, fully latch onto a guy like that. You couldn't. I mean, if you did latch onto Amani, you're burned today.
You're
because
done.
He's going into the portal. And I know you would hope, and Illinois has a lot of big plans for how Merez is going to develop and what he's going to become at Illinois. I don't think he's a guy that's – I can't say this with 100% certainty. I don't think he's going to be a guy that gets recruited over. I don't think he's going to be a guy that
right.
you have to worry too much about that. But maybe in year one, I don't know that they're fully confident and married to starting him.
That's fair.
As a freshman, as they did with Io, as they did with Kofi, as they did with Adam Miller. Like, I think it might be a situation where they'll look and see what they can get the five spot, and maybe Merez comes off the bench. I still think Merez will play 15, 20 minutes a game. I don't think it will be like Amani this year. I don't think it'll be like Dane this year, where he's struggling to get minutes and kind of in and out of the rotation. But yeah, I mean, Merez is up there with Io as one of the highest rated recruits you've had in the last, you know, post 2005, really.
Wow.
I mean, Jeremy Richmond obviously is up there. Myers-Leonard was in the top 30 range, but normally that is the guy that you're super excited and pumped about and wanting to see more than anybody. I think the flip side of it is if the guys we named that are going out, let's just say what if we're in the old era of college basketball? Now, this would take away, we wouldn't be talking about Terrence Shannon because he probably doesn't transfer here.
Nope.
We probably wouldn't be talking about Marcus Damask because he wouldn't have a COVID year. But just play this game with me. What if you had that roster and Shannon leaves and Damask leaves and Quincy leaves. Those are three starters.
Oh.
And you lose Harmon, who's off the bench, and who am I missing? Coleman, another starter. Four starters.
I can't remember who you named him.
So four starters from this past year you lose. And the number one guy to look forward to coming in is a true freshman in Merez Johnson. You're probably not going to be very good.
You're finishing ninth in the Big Ten if you're lucky.
It's a rebuild year.
Right.
Even if you keep Dane and you keep Imani and you keep Sincere and you have Ty and Luke and those guys. But if Merez is the best guy you get, and I know that the grad transfer route would open up some possibilities.
Sure,
but
you're
talking about a limited pool of talent then versus what it is now. Your ability to reload and be competitive and maybe even challenge for the top echelon of the Big Ten or try to go on a deep run again, that's changed because of what possibilities are out there with the portal. So that's where there's two sides of it, I think, that people have to keep in mind both. I'm not saying that you have to just focus on the building of it and just completely ignore the emotional side of it or the excitement side of it that you used to have with freshmen, but also there's the flip side too.
You've essentially taken the blueprint that was Kentucky of adding all freshmen. Because they did that every year, right?
Yeah,
I mean, this was the issue they had every year, although a Kentucky fan wouldn't say it was an issue because they'd lose 3 5 stars and gain 3 5 stars. So they would be just as excited the next year about what was coming in. But you've essentially taken that blueprint and added experience. So now Illinois, essentially the last 2 years, is Kentucky with regards to adding freshmen, except Illinois last year added a bunch of 23-year-old dudes. So, I mean, it's essentially just you've created – there was this blueprint that was there that most people didn't want to swim in. They didn't want to go anywhere near that area of the pool. And because – and then you even had people saying, well, you know, I don't know if that's really going to work, but certainly Kentucky did well with it and other blue bloods, don't get me wrong, and other schools that could do that. And now you've kind of just tweaked it to where – you're essentially doing the same thing in terms of bringing new people in every year, free agents almost.
Yep.
But yet you're adding some experience to it. And you kind of were at – it's so funny the last 2 years how you've been at both ends of the spectrum. 2 years ago, you were like one of the youngest teams in the country, and you kind of saw how that unraveled. And there was – certainly that was not very fun to navigate through. I'll be honest with you. I didn't really enjoy – talking about Sky Clark and then leaving halfway through and then Jaden Epps and his weight trainer that hated everybody in the world except for Jaden. And like you had all these just weird side stories to everything. And then this last season, you didn't have one iota of issues, but you were like the oldest team in the world. And now, so it's like, okay, now my third year of this is going to be experienced with a few guys that are older, a few guys that are younger. And it's you're just kind of right in the middle now this year. You went from the youngest to the oldest to now we're kind of back in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how's this going to play out? I mean, it's so weird. It is so different than the bringing in Corey and Demir and Lucas. And you're like, as freshmen, you don't do well. You know, you kind of have that run in the Big Ten tournament. But you're like, boy, these guys are going to be good in 2 or 3 years. And then, you know, their sophomore year, they get to the tournament and they look really good. And then in your mind, you're like, oh my God, these next 2 years are going to be amazing. And they were. Now I have no idea. Like, if you asked me how good is Illinois going to be, not this year, but next, I'd be like, hell, I don't know. I don't even know who will be here.
Right. But I will say, like, to your point, though, in the old school way of thinking, bringing Merez in, then you start to say, okay, next year it'll be fun to watch because you'll see some young guys progress and whatnot. But 2 years from now, when Merez is a sophomore and Imani's a junior and TGL's a junior, and then Fierce comes in as a freshman and like Ty's a senior, like that, then you could piece it all together and be like, all right, it's more of a 2 year window versus completely scramble up the deck and let's see who the new cards are this year. I mean, it's crazy that as of right now, there are literally only four returning scholarship players.
That's unreal.
Luke Goody can be he's not going to be as much of a focal point player like Coleman became, I don't think, but he could be a four-year old school type of guy. But
that is true.
The rarity of it is only becoming more and more rare.
Yeah, and I'm glad that my staff That's unprofessional. I'm glad that Illinois staff is really good at this game so far. They've not shown me one thing that they're not good at playing this game. So that's great for me because, yes, like you're saying, whereas with Corey and those guys, it developed over time, and maybe their sophomore years you weren't like really fired up, but you knew they were gaining and you knew one day they'd be good. Now it can just be, we can be, Illinois could be a top 25 team easily again next year if the right pieces fall, right? If you add Store to this thing with Boswell and you add Maddox and Booth comes and all of a sudden you're like, well, hold on a second. Illinois could be ranked 18th in the country to start the season, whereas if you're waiting on freshmen, you might be 40th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you bring up a good point when it comes to that.
I know that Kyle and I discussed this last week, but you can mix the two worlds of some of the a little bit of a longer-term view, even just like a two-year window view with trying to win immediately, because Kylan Boswell can be here for 2 years. Kerry Booth can be here for 2 years if he comes, and I think he will commit to Illinois at some point this week. Trey White can be here for 2 years, and obviously Merez this year and next year. Right. So it can be a little bit of both, and that Illinois will try to build a very competitive roster for next season, and we'll try to get like a guy like Dante Maddox, who's on campus today, get a big scoring wing of like an AJ Store or someone else to try to be able to fulfill that in terms of immediate impact. They want to win next year for sure and go on another run, but maybe it is 2 years where they benefit from that too if they can keep some of these guys sticking around as well. But one note I thought of, and I meant to mention this because we were on the topic here recently about Duke and Kentucky and how long it's been since Kentucky's even been in the Sweet 16. Yep. And those are the two programs that I most associate with being at the top of the rankings in high school recruiting.
Right.
Getting the most five stars. So both of those programs were in the Final Four in 2015. There have been eight Final Fours since then and only one appearance between the two.
Are
Duke
you serious?
In 2022. As I mentioned, Kentucky hasn't been to the Sweet 16 since 2019.
Wow.
So there are different, like you said, there are different ways to play the game. Mm-hmm. You play it with all freshmen, even if you're knocking out of the park with pros and you're sending guys to the NBA and you're churning in four or five stars 1 year, they leave, you bring in four new fives. That's not necessarily getting you where you want to go or especially where that echelon of program is expected to go. There's also the stubborn nature of Tom Izzo says, I'm not playing the portal game.
Amen.
And he's capping that ceiling there in East Lansing that used to be thought to, they could go to a Final Four any given year. Now they're not, they're lucky to get to the second weekend.
That's right. That's right.
So there's that part of it. We'll see what Purdue's future looks like. If Painter's not going to just say, you know, they should have been throwing, if they have it, $1.2 million or whatever it took to get Omar Ballo to bring him to Purdue
right.
to be the Zach Eadie replacement. If they don't go do that, if they don't go spin big and try to get this a top level five to just take advantage of the sell they have right now, then they're leaving meat on the bone on what they could be. So I think that Illinois, with their current approach, yes, it stinks to lose some of these guys, but I think it's kind of the right way to do it for the most part. Not that we're not going to see Imani. If Imani goes to West Virginia or maybe Shrews gets him at Notre Dame and becomes a nice player, you might regret that one. You might say, man, I wish we would have prioritized him enough, guaranteed him enough as far as playing time or what have you to keep him. But I do think that this method of playing the game is better than some of these other ones out there too.
100% agree. And I use the analogy of like a water slide where you're just, there's turns everywhere. And this is kind of where we're going through. Eventually at the end, it always straightens out and you go straight down, right? That's the fun of it. Will COVID, now that that is almost done, is there one more class of COVID kids?
Yes. This last cycle, like Coleman Hawkins was a senior this past year, but he has a COVID year.
Okay.
So that crop of class of 2020 can use a COVID year if they want, but after that, then it's done.
What will it do to what we're looking at now, the landscape we're looking at now? Will it kind of, you know, like instead of sliding all over the place, will it kind of straighten this out a little bit, or will it still be crazy as all get out because anybody can go anywhere?
I think it will still be wild and crazy.
Yeah.
it's just going to have.
I feel like it'd be more, the freshman coming in will be more of an impact.
I think that's possible. I hope to see it go that way because I feel like a player like Luke Goody or some of these other guys have just gotten the raw end of a deal where every year when it's traditionally supposed to be their year, now they have to hold up their end of the bargain with development and being ready to help you. But, oh, here's a guy who's 23 that has played 4 years in college but was gifted a fifth year because of the COVID year, even though maybe his team played a full season and whatnot. So I think that it will shrink some of the – it'll shrink the pool some of all the different guys that you can go out and get. But I still think that unless something changes, especially with the multi-year transfer, if you can transfer – every year if you wanted to, then this will be a madhouse forever.
Yes.
It just will.
100%.
So unless that changes, I think that you're still going to have one crazy water slide for sure.
Heath, I know what he's trying to say, but I feel like Lon's forgetting one pretty big issue that we had this last year. No, you're right, and it was kind of what I was trying to regurgitate, is that we're just going to be going through this wild scenario every year, essentially, and I guess you just get used to it or you don't like it. I don't mind it. Honestly, I don't mind it. It's probably the one thing as I've gotten older that I've just embraced. I'm like, you know what? This little internet thing's coming along. I don't know if I'm going to like it. I guess I'll like this cell phone, although now sometimes I want to throw those as far as I can. But like this thing, I'm just like, you know what? I like it because I feel like Brad and the staff are really good at it.
Right.
I feel like they're good at this. And so maybe this evens the playing field, whereas I used to complain all the time about – you know, the stud recruits from the state of Illinois going elsewhere, and I would complain about stuff like that. I feel like this has kind of evened the playing field for a team like, for a university like Illinois. Not that Illinois basketball isn't one of the best programs in the country. We know it can be and should be. It's back. In other words, Brad brought it back to where we're used to it. You know, we're not, that those 10 years that we watched fly by and lost essentially out of our life with John Gross and the end of the Weber and all of that. Those were just excruciating. But now I feel like, you know, a program like Illinois where maybe you I mean, let's face it. You hardly ever got the five-star out of Chicago. Derrick Rose didn't come here.
Jabari Parker,
Anthony Cliff Davis. Alexander. Yeah, I mean, those guys did not come here. They just didn't, and they weren't going to come here. And yet now, like I've said to you, now I'm keeping good graces with everybody because one day they're going to come back around and come on home and we'll take you. And I just feel like that's what has happened with this, is that's opened it up. Now, I will say one thing. I think Brad Underwood, Self didn't get enough time, I don't think, to prove this, but I think Brad Underwood, unlike any other coach really in the modern era, can recruit coast to coast. Right. And mm-hmm. and I think he's shown that with guys he's gotten out there. I mean, Coleman Hawkins is from California as an example. So I Frazier, although Gross got Frazier, I guess. But you know, it's one
Kofi
of those.
Kofi was in New York.
Yeah, Kofi in New York.
You've
good
been
call.
Able to go to a lot of different.
So I feel
international,
like,
even
exactly.
Like Andres Feliz.
So I feel like Underwood has brought that to the table with the coast to coast kind of recruitment. But now it's everybody's coast to coast. Like, you know, you look at anybody's roster and I can remember the day when like it was like 4 or 5 guys were from Illinois, right? And 4 of Indiana's 5 guys were from Indiana, and just go on down the line. 4 of Texas guys were from Texas. And now it's like you hear the starting lineups at the national championship game and there's like one dude from that state, maybe.
Right.
And that's kind of what it's just opened up, this crazy world of go anywhere, and that's great for the kids. I mean, it's great for the kids. I hate it for literal kids now, because it used to be you could latch on to a guy like Corey Bradford for 4 years, and, you know, they've had that with Coleman, but now it's just going to be like, well, if you want to get that guy's uniform, that's not a bad idea, but he's probably not going to be here next year. So, but maybe for the kid, that's good. He'll get new uniforms every year. We got Christmas built
eventful
in every year.
Christmas, yeah, right? No doubt.
Dads everywhere are like, yes!
I do think that there's still the opportunity for someone to go in. It's just that much harder for a freshman.
Correct.
At the places, I think there are programs that want to be a little bit more developmental. I wouldn't worry as much if you want to go to Purdue and you might get that chance to be Braden Smith or Fletcher Lawyer. And
Matt Painter's holding on to that, isn't he?
It seems like that.
Holding on to that development thing.
We'll see. We'll see how that works, especially as far as the five-man goes there. But
no doubt.
Then someone like Illinois, like what Eric Musselman was doing at Arkansas, there are a lot of other programs. Indiana's big in the portal right now, so it's hard. It's that much harder. It already was hard for a freshman to come in and impact. But not only is your roster older, and not only is there the incentive for the coach you're going to play for to go get dudes in the portal, when you are on the court, you're against a lot of guys who are 20 and 22 and 23 years old. Like
exactly
Quincy Guerrier looks like he just played 10 years in professional basketball.
No, you're right. You're exactly. We've got some great texts on the U of I Line of Lake text line.
Yeah,
and
speaking of someone that is back in the portal, or I should say in the portal, back on the market.
I kind of called that.
You did.
And the second part of it needs to happen now for me to be successful with that hot take.
And we'll get to that. That's the tease. We'll also talk about the Indiana edition that they made. And any other thoughts out there? I know we got some Chester Frazier texts. We can get to those as we go along. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Line of Link text line to hit us up. Got to catch a break here. We'll return talking more Line of Hoops. This is The Drive.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
When you buy from us, get the whole store.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan LuxCraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Hey, April, we're going to save some money in April. That's what Busey is recommending, and they give you some tips on how to do that. How about save automatically? The easiest way to save? Well, it's automatically. It doesn't matter how much or what you're saving, but when you make the smart decision to have a portion of your income automatically deposited into a savings account, you've increased your chances for success. That's a great idea. Save for the unexpected. You never know when that car is going to break down. Dental bill, last minute fun treat, maybe. Maybe you want to purchase something. Save as a family. How much better would Americans be with money if we were intentional about teaching good money and saving habits at a young age? For a fun and animated program to teach kids about earning and saving, you can visit Busey.com/financial pathways. Invest in your financial future. Visit Busey.com to get started, or stop by one of their convenient locations today for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. Busey, member FDIC.
We've had some texts in the U of I Atlanta League text line. Want to get to those here coming up. Talk Indiana, the big addition that they made. Will Kyle be agreeing with Mike Woodson and his roster building philosophies this year? Crystal ball says no. But let's start with this. We've had a few texts in. What's the holdup on West Virginia announcing Chester Frazier? It's a great question. I honestly don't know. Some of the whispers or rumors out there, buzz out there, that he is definitely going there, that it sounds like it's just finalizing as far as that process goes. I don't know that they're, if they're waiting to announce a staff like jointly, if they want to put the pieces together and then formally announce it, or if there's been some paperwork, some it money might, negotiations.
Yeah, that's true. It might just be that he has to officially sign before they can. Are you talking about West Virginia or Illinois?
I'm talking about West Virginia announcing Chester Frazier.
So it might be that he just has to officially sign everything maybe before they can say.
I know he was – I had somebody that – I had boots on the ground. Now, this wasn't me sending somebody and hiring like private investigator. Just so happened to be that one of my buddies was in Morgantown over the weekend and saw Chester Frazier on campus there. So
did he really?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that – Chester is going there, and that is just a matter of time. Obviously, he's not going to be here. Like the buzz is out on that.
How did that dialogue go? Did you get a text and you're like, "Hey, dude, Chester Frazier's in Morgantown"?
Someone told me, like, I don't want to reveal him, but
well, no, don't say
the word. He texted me last night.
He or she?
He texted me last night, and I had heard it from somebody else even a few days prior that hey, there's talk that Chester's there actually right now. So He is leaving for sure. Okay. That, he's going to West Virginia. To. Why am I forgetting DeVries' first name?
Oh, is it Mark?
Darian.
Darian DeVries.
Right. It is kind
and
of
it's
a, yeah.
Tucker DeVries, right? The his son, yes. Who's a really nice addition for them out of Drake. So he will be joining that staff. The thing is, from Illinois' standpoint, the way that we've approached it at Illini Inquirer, we kind of have waited for that news to come from West Virginia. I think Illinois, and they, as far as I understand it, have their ducks in a row in terms of as soon as that comes out, that they'll have an official comment or whatnot. But I think it's in respect of Chester to let that play out on That's his fair. End and West Virginia's end before there's any official news breaking on that.
Do you know how I know that I'm a good friend?
How's that?
Is that there have been times where you've told Kyle and I something, and maybe a day or two later, some Twitter handle I've never heard of in my life is like, hey, Chester's going to... And I'm like, yeah, I knew that 2 days ago, but I didn't say anything.
Right.
Because I'm one hell of a friend. I'm trustworthy.
I agree.
So anybody out there that wants to, you know, tell me secrets.
Now, they're not coming through Lon's official Twitter. Does he have a burner account? Ooh. That's a different question. Maybe he does.
Multiple.
Are you Trilly Donovan?
No, I'm not.
Are you aware of who Trilly Donovan
is? I do know
who
that is, yes. Okay. In fact, didn't you communicate with him once?
I've communicated with Trilly a few times, yeah.
Now, I did. I'm a good friend. I'm maybe a poor father because I told my boys that you sometimes communicate with him, and it blew Lucas's mind. And then Andrew was like, who's that? Yeah. And Lucas got on him like, really, Andrew?
Yeah.
All right, so my hot take like 6 months ago was that Jaden Shute will eventually end up in an Illini uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And last night he entered the transfer portal. Is he someone, number one, do we have room for him? Now that we've added Jake Davis, you got Luke Goody coming back. Now, Jaden would have 3 years.
Yes, redshirted this past year.
So I guess my question to you would be, is he someone that Illinois would try to bring to campus?
I don't think so as it stands right now. We'll see. Maybe they'll take your advice.
And
he's a very good shooter.
You can't have enough shooters.
You can't have too many. I did really, really like him, and so did Illinois out of high school when he was a prospect and just was a bit of a game changer when John Shire made him like not only a guy they offered but someone they pushed for and prioritized. And but he didn't play there. And I know that this year I had kind of forgotten that it was an injury in the fall that – took him into redshirting this year, and who would have known what that season would have looked like. But I've heard that he wasn't really thought to be a big contributor this past year either, and there have been some questions about his defense, and that's one thing that I wonder about. But I think that it'll be interesting to follow him. That goes back to your original – I know I'm jumping around here a little bit, but that goes back to what you were saying in the first segment. Like, imagine if Amani played at – I don't know, played at Cincinnati or someone in the like South Florida. What if at South Florida he put up 10-8 as a freshman and then hit the portal? Like what would his prospects look like? What would his NIL look like and that whole kind of thing? What if Jaden Shute was at Indiana State? Could you envision him on one of those?
It's a great call.
Bomb it offenses that shoots a lot of threes. It's really high scoring, and what if he was a 40% three-point shooter at Indiana State and then decided to go in the portal? Like, it could be a lot different. So there are just a lot of unknowns with Jaden on how he's going to translate to his next spot because we haven't seen him. So,
and the defensive part of it, look, Luke Goody is a hustle guy. Luke rebounds really well, I think, for how he's built. I mean, I know he's 6'7", but Luke is a fighter. Right? I mean, he wants that ball, and he goes to get it. But there are certainly times where he is a liability on the defensive end. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And the problem is you can't throw on the court Jake Davis, Luke Goody, and Jaden Shute. It's like, well, who's guarding somebody on the other end? Right? They're going to do everything they can. I mean, they're going to battle as hard as they can. And Luke certainly for spurts – goes in and does fine, and you don't even really notice him, you know. But then there's other spurts where it's like, okay, they're picking on him now,
mm-hmm, yep.
And that's well, we either have to make the decision: do we get him out, Is it worth having his offense on the other end? You just can't have too many of those guys. Just like the other way, you can't have too many guys that only play defense. You know, the Sincere Harris, the Ty Rogers. I know Ty does other things. Don't get me wrong. But the guy that's limited offensively, you can't throw a bunch of those guys on the court either.
Yep.
So there's just that happy medium. And my fear, I guess, now is that while Luke Goody only has one more year left, that's if you had Jaden Shute on this team, now you'd be burning another year. So now you only got 2 years left. And I don't know how he compares with Jake Davis in terms of defense. I know I've read, I think from your article, that Davis is a guy, he even said, I want to get better in one-on-one defense. Mm-hmm. But he's got a little bit of size to him that he can hold, probably bigger than Jaden Shute. So it's one of those where it's like, it's not that Illinois probably wouldn't love to have him. I just don't know that he's the guy you need.
Right. Yeah. And in terms of spots, you can make it work because as of right now, there's 4 open spots.
Well, sure.
Kerry Booth, if he commits, that would be 3. You still want a big alpha wing that you bring in. Maybe your number one option offensively, potentially. Another guard like a Dante Maddox would be great. And a 5-man. So that maybe satisfies some of those other positions.
Good call.
But, yeah, I think that Shute would be an option at guard. You could convince me that it'd be worth taking. I wouldn't push back against it. I do think that, yeah, with Luke Goody and Jake Davis, that's interesting. Like Davis is more of a forward who's probably might play a decent amount of 4, especially in terms of who he can guard or try, who he's going to try to guard, 3/4. He does need to work on his body some. Luke, of course, as we know, a 3, sometimes maybe a smaller 4 and that whole kind of thing. But admittedly, part of my hesitation with Shute is that just the relationship with the Illinois Wolves, the AAU program that he comes from, and Illinois has not gotten an Illinois Wolves guy in a long time, and it just doesn't seem like that is on the best of footing right now. Where Illinois has
I'm
been,
I'm so glad we don't talk about that crap anymore.
I know, right?
I'm so glad
you don't have to worry too much about it because there's so many guys you can get instead.
I know you have to live in that end of the water sometimes, but. Oh, I was so tired of that.
Boy.
Oh, we got a good relationship with the Wolves. Oh, crap. They hate us now. Oh, wait. Peach, or what's
the
other one?
The Fire. Yeah. We're in deep with them, but Mean Streets and Wolves won't return our calls.
Oh, but this guy's not coming here because Iowa's coming here, and now he's going to Iowa State, and that's because they don't like you, the AAU. And you're just like, ah!
THT, you'll never get another player out of right. Whitney Young or wherever it was.
It all just like...
Simeon, I should say. Simeon.
Like, I felt dirty talking about it. I'm just glad we don't talk about that stuff much anymore.
No,
and I'm not blaming you. I mean, that was what we had to talk about then.
I mean, it was real. It was real stuff. It was just, yeah, anyhow.
That's so true.
But I think Shute at Iowa makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think that Purdue, you could convince me into that. Like, Painter does a really good job of scheming up guys running off of screens and a really good half-court offense that can free him up for shots. And he could be in that backcourt mix with Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith. DePaul, of course, Brian Mullins being there.
Oh, that's right.
Get the Wolves connection with Brian being Mike's son. So I think, you know who should want him? Indiana.
Yeah, they need a shooter. They need multiple shooters.
Yeah.
You're correct. You are correct on that.
Now, as Kyle said it eloquently yesterday, that he probably shoots the 3 too well to go to Indiana, which I've seen it enough years that I believe it. Like, it was Archie Miller's entire tenure there. They didn't shoot the 3 well at all.
It's weird.
And ever since Mike Woodson's been there. But just how we thought of Indiana and the idea that you're in that state and you can't get shooters or you don't want to get shooters, whatever it is, combination of both, is mind-blowing.
They always had shooters. Always. And, yeah, to all of a sudden not is just – you're right. It's really weird. Big Def said, not that I want Jaden Shute, but doesn't he have the raw athleticism to improve on defense on the wing with some want to? Well, I think Luke Goody shows a lot of want to, but sometimes he doesn't get to. I don't know what the next word would be there.
He's a good vertical athlete. Like, I remember in high school, he told me that he had like a 38 or 40 inch vertical, and this wasn't a guy exaggerating what he could do. He could play above the rim, straight line drive, and bounce. Like, has that for sure. It's some of the lateral stuff that defending in space and those type of things. And like, he's only played 1 year of college basketball, so we can't forget that some of these guys can develop.
Like, absolutely.
And can get better and whatnot. So,
well, I want him.
I don't blame you.
I want Jaden Shute on this team.
I don't blame you.
Number one, so my hot take.
You want me to, I'm going to see Brad tonight at the Coaches versus Cancer over in Gordyville. I'll let you know that you put you put the word in.
I got to ask you this. What's the first question for Bill Raftery tonight?
That's a good question.
What did you get? When did it? When did you begin to say man to man every time? And why? That might be
sure.
I honestly, that would be something I'd want to know. Like when did you start doing that? And now it's a shtick, obviously. You know, the onions. And
I'd probably want to ask about onions.
What I love about him,
I'd probably do the Jack Buck and be like, "So, Bill, the onions,
onions." I mean, I agree with that. And he's always that guy that plays. He's the play on words kind of guy, right? Some guy is named, you know, I don't know. I can't even think. But he's always so good at like playing off some guy's name. To, you know, like the guy's name is Devin Mark, you know, and then Raftery, he'll hit a shot. He's like, oh, mark it down. You know, and you're just right, like, oh, right. You know, like I should have thought of that.
Yep.
But the man-to-man, like,
man-to-man.
And now he says it so quick. Like, if you were new to college basketball and didn't really know who Bill Raftery is, you'd be like, I don't know what he just said. And he's almost added things to it. Like, well, Jim Nance, you know, Grant Hill, is in a man-to-man, and you're just like, I don't know what he just said there, but I think I know man-to-man was part of it. I just love that dude.
Like, I do too.
I have
one of my favorites.
I have been in this business for 30 years, and I have met some of the greats. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, go on down the line. You know, Phil Mickelson. I mean, just go down the line. I've met so many great athletes, announcers. I would be wowed tonight to meet Bill Raftery. I would literally be the guy that going, you know, I would be, although I would have so much fun interviewing him. It would be so awesome to just talk to him and just because he just seems like the most genuinely nice, devoted to basketball kind of guy there is. And that's why America, I mean, that's why everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. They love him. If you hear Raph on a call, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm sitting down for this one. We're watching this one. You know, you're in a bar and you're like, can you put the sound on? I know you got it on the Illinois game, but can you put it on this random Temple Xavier game? Because Raftery's calling it. I cannot wait. Yeah. Just ask Bill if the puppies are organized and walk away.
He has the lingerie on the deck, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm just jealous right now that you're going to be able to talk to Raph tonight. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm really excited about that.
And then Greg Campy, you can ask him about the women's ball they used.
It's true. It's true.
Not them, but Illinois when they played Oakland years ago.
You should tell Campy to get Trey Townsend to Champaign.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
He's in the portal.
You think he would fit still? Can you take him and Kerry Booth?
Describe his game.
He's like a four that plays in the post.
Okay.
Booty ball.
Brad Underwood probably is having that conversation yeah. tonight. Like, yeah, booty ball all day with him.
I have seen he visited Michigan last week or into the weekend. He has Arizona coming up, Louisville coming up.
Would Tom Izzo not go get him? I mean, come on, man.
They reached out, but the fact that they don't have a visit, unless they're going to be the last one.
Interesting.
Izzo, if I was a Michigan State fan, I would be just beside myself.
Aren't you ready kind of to move? I mean, you guys all know my thoughts. I mean, he's made so much money in his life and done so well. He's been successful. He's won. And to me, it's more about – no, I'm sorry. It is about the money. But the success, he won a national title. He had that stretch of every guy that went to Michigan State played in the Final Four for like 20 straight years. Dude, you've done everything you need to do. You've done everything you need to do. Go enjoy life. Get away from the stress of – people criticizing you for everything and having to answer questions about how you don't use the portal. I mean, don't be the stubborn old man. Just move along. And I'm sure Michigan State fans would probably be happy with that.
Sure.
As much of a legend as he is.
Either do that or just embrace the portal
or adjust
a little bit.
Yeah, right. Just a little. Like
you're Tom Izzo. You're Michigan State. Right. You should have a lot of appeal just based on that.
You're getting in any door you want for the most
part. Ask Magic Johnson for some dough.
Oh.
For your NIL fund. Like this should not be hard.
No.
He had the foundation with Tyson Walker and A.J. Hoke. He had the guards last year. Malik Hall had a good year.
Yes,
he did. They would have had a five. They would have been really, really good.
Yep.
And you know what's ironic and hilarious is that one of his reasons for not getting a five-man was because he was loyal to Matty Sissoko and didn't want to recruit over some guys. Sissoko's in the portal right now.
Yeah, Tom, nobody's going to be loyal to you anymore.
I mean,
nobody's loyal anymore.
He was not of...
No,
if you're grading the top five, the top centers in the Big Ten, he's nowhere close to the top five.
Hands of stone. Is Walker finally gone?
Yes.
Can I ask one last question? Because I've got to go to a game again.
Yep.
If I won tomorrow $1 billion in the lottery, and at the end of the day, I'm worth $650 million, and I said to SIU and Illinois both, I'm going to give each of you $5 million a year for NIL. Is there a limit that somebody can give?
No.
Okay. So if I went to Brad and said, I'm giving you $50 million this year to go win a national championship, I could do that every year.
You could.
I could just take the investment of what I, like the money I've invested every year, just whatever I get from the investment.
Yep.
I don't even have to get into the heart of the money. I can just take the investment every year and give that to Brad or SIU. I'd probably give it to Southern and watch SIU become Gonzaga.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would be kind of
cool. I've got the way to reload your money, too.
Oh.
So you're going to give $50 million to Brad Underwood for NIL. Then you're going to put $1 million in Illinois to win the national championship.
Oh, that's
beautiful. So then
that's beautiful.
You cash in your money for them winning, and
I love that.
You just replenish your pocket.
Actually, what I would do is I would go to Illinois and Southern and say, here's $50 million each, but you can't use it for 5 years. You have to invest in this money. Then in 5 years, you're going to have a nice chunk of change then to start using as much as you want. And if 1 year you need to use $18 million of that, do it. If 1 year you only need to use two.
Yeah.
So anybody, I mean.
If Shad Khan wanted to say, you have a blank check.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could do it.
And there's no limit on that.
No. There's no salary cap. There's no limit.
I've always wondered that and I've always forgotten. I figured that would be the answer, but I've always forgotten to ask you that question. So it's just crazy to me. Like you think of like, is it T. Boone or no? Who was the dude for? Well, who's the Nike guy? Phil Knight, Oregon. Yeah. Right? I mean, that guy could give any endless amounts of money to Oregon to just go and be the best football, basketball. They're already track and field, I think, and just go dominate in whatever sport you wanted to. But the perfect example is Shad Khan. That's the perfect example.
And I've really, honestly, I've always wondered how much, if there is involvement from the Khan family in Illinois' NIL. I don't know.
I feel like Josh, I mean, this is my opinion only. I feel like Josh Whitman has done his best.
Sure.
To if there was a fracture, to repair as much as possible with that. But, yeah, I mean, he's one of the top 50 richest people in the world.
Yeah. And, of course, he has the Jaguars, and they have the AEW or whatever it's called. But
that's true. That's true. Scott says he might be dead in 5 years. Is he talking about me?
I don't know who he's talking about. You talking about NIL?
Is he saying like that I would give him 5 years, like he can't do anything for 5 years, and then when they win a national title in 6 years and I'm no longer around to see it? I get that point. Or is he talking about Tom Izzo? That's terrible.
Well,
have fun with Raf tonight.
We will. We will. Appreciate that.
Brad's probably already had a couple.
You never know.
They have a lot of fun at
this. I will say, we got to catch a break. We're late here. But Tim Miles rolled in with a buzz 1 year.
Oh.
And the stories were that he stayed up all night playing poker and drinking, then went and played golf and drank, and then showed up at this. And not that he wore it like he was slurring, right? You could just tell he was having a good time. I don't know if I was supposed
to. He hit the old Penfield bars.
That's right.
Tim
Miles is coaching out in California somewhere? San Jose State?
He's kind of more of my idol now.
Yeah, Coors Light, he was slamming those. So
let's go.
All right, we're sending you out of here. We'll be back. We're going to play some Brett Bielema at some point. Also, Johnny Newton's pro day was today, and we still haven't talked about Omar Ballo going to Indiana. All that coming up next. This is The Drive.